Australia's reversal on gambling ad ban sparks outrage. The Australian government has reportedly abandoned its plans to ban gambling advertisements on television, a move that has ignited widespread backlash from opponents and advocacy groups. The reversal comes after Prime Minister Anthony Albanese held a string of high-level meetings with power brokers from the media, sports, and broadcasting industries, including top brass from the Australian Football League, AFL, National Rugby League, NRL, and major television networks. A growing chorus of concern about the pervasive influence of gambling ads, particularly on young Australians, had fueled earlier proposals to impose a blanket ban on such promotions. Critics argue that the frequent broadcast of these ads during primetime sporting events leads to the normalization of gambling among children and vulnerable groups. Following a parliamentary inquiry chaired by the late Peter Murphy, a proposal was introduced to ban all forms of gambling advertising on television, radio, newspapers, and online platforms within 3 years. Government rejects blanket ban on gambling ads. In August 2024, government sources confidentially revealed plans to reject the proposed ban and opt instead for stricter regulations on TV advertising. PM Albanese's statements in an interview with ABC Radio in September corroborated the rumors. According to him, the real issue lies with gambling itself and not the ads. He further stated that the proposed blanket ban on gambling ads isn't the revolutionary solution many claim. Under the government's revised plan, TV channels will be permitted to air no more than 2 gambling ads per hour until 10 p.m. Additionally, gambling ads will be banned from being broadcast an hour before and after live televised sporting events. In November, the Australian government confirmed that changes to gambling ads in the sector will not be introduced to Parliament until 2025 due to time constraints to debate the issues later last year. Latest reports now indicate that the Prime Minister has been persuaded to backtrack on implementing gambling ads, following a series of discussions with top stakeholders. Government U-turn triggers controversy. The Prime Minister's new decision would favour the media and sports entities, including the AFL and NRL, which have been vocal critics of a proposed ban on gambling ads. They contend that such a move would have a damaging effect on their revenue streams and long-term viability. However, the government's resolution has also ignited a firestorm of criticism, with many accusing it of putting profits over people and failing to protect the most vulnerable members of society. Advocacy groups, particularly those specializing in problem gambling, have voiced disappointment, stating that the government is missing a critical chance to reduce gambling-related harm. The opposition has also capitalized on the issue, with a spokesperson condemning the government's change of plans as a capitulation to the powerful interests of big gambling and media.